We started the chapter Babu Fadli Dhikri wal Hathi Alayhi, the chapter on the virtue of making zikr and the encouragement to engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr is of two types. One is making the zikr with the heart and the tongue, and the other zikr is a person is all the time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is really what true zikr is. Kullu muti'in dhakirun. That person who is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is a true zakir. He is that person that is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ought to be remembered. For example, it is salah time, and this person now, his mind and his heart and his movements are all towards the masjid. Now this person is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas it can still be salah time, and the person is sitting in front of the TV, watching the television, and yet he's got the tasbih in his hand and he's making zikr. This is not the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True remembrance is he's in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah wants him to do at that moment, that's what he is doing. Sometimes a person has got the tasbih in his hand, but he's looking around at all those things that are impermissible to see. So this is not the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true zikr is a person is doing those things that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every moment in his life, it is at a time when he's got to pay his creditors. So at that time now, he's taking that money that he's got, and he's making the point of paying his creditors. He doesn't just suddenly disappear and go for Umrah, and he's owing so many people money. Yet he can be making so much of zikr there. That is not the true zikr. True zikr is what Allah Pak wants you to do at that time. That is what you do. Person has got elderly parents, person has got senior people, family members, etc., that may need assistance, may need help financially, may need help physically, may need just support, just comfort. Sometimes old people say that all we need is we need somebody to just give us company and show us a little bit of love. We don't need anything else. We don't want anything of this world. We don't desire any luxuries. We don't desire any holidays to go everywhere. But we just need our family to come and sit and spend some time with us. That makes us feel so nice. One person was complaining that my son hardly ever visits me. And he once or twice a year, whether it's a Eid time or something, he'll phone and he'll just make salam from wherever he's overseas. And he was so sad that he said once that even that Eid time came also and this child of mine didn't phone. I was waiting for that call that I long and I throng for so much. That call also didn't come on that Eid day. So here we find that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, we do. Doesn't matter a person, he can make other type of zikr. Yes, all that is required, desired. But together with that, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. This is a true zakir. This is a person that is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct manner. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kalimatani khafifatani ala al-lisan thaqilatani fil mizan habibatani ila al-Rahman subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. This hadith, normally we listen to it, is the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif also. Very beautiful hadith. That to show us that zikr is such a thing, it can be so light, it can be so easy to make, but yet it gets so much of pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be so weighty for us on the day of Qiyamah on the scales, that only a person that is foolish now will waste his time singing songs, waste his time humming other tunes, when he can make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there are two phrases which are very light on the tongue. These two phrases are very light on the tongue. In Arabic, you'll get some huruf that they are known as huruf al-shiddah. So these letters are hard to perform, hard to sound. They are very difficult on the tongue. And you get some that are very khafif, very, very light on the tongue. And you get others that are known as huruf istila, and they require even greater effort to sound, to say it. So they are difficult on the tongue. Sometimes when we're reading also, we find that those letters, those words, are a little bit hard on the tongue. But we look at this phrase, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi Subhanallahi al-Azim. All the letters are very, very easy to pronounce. So one of the explanations ulama give, let's just translate the hadith, that there are two phrases that are very light on the tongue. Thaqilatani fil mizan. They are very heavy on the scale. So on the tongue, they're very light, very easy. But on the scales, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be very, very heavy. Habibatani ilar Rahman. These two phrases are very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these two phrases? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-azim. Subhan means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's free from any defect. Allah Pak has zero defect. Allah Pak is completely free of any fault, any defect. This is what is meant by Subhan. So Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, free from any defect, wa bihamdihi, all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim, again, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is free from any defect. Subhanallah al-Azim, glory be to the All Majestic, be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim, glory be to Him, all the All Majestic, all great, the All Majestic, that is meant by Azim. Here ulama explain also that these kalimas, these phrases are so light, so easy to recite, that they very, very light on the tongue, but yet they will have so much of weight on the day of Qiyamah, that we should make it a point of reciting it, make it a point of reading it, at least one time when we hear this, when we hear this hadith. When we normally will go for a Bukhari khatam, we'll see now, Ramadan is coming, before Ramadan, there'll be many madaris that will be having this Bukhari khatam, and they'll explain this hadith in detail. Sometimes this hadith, explanation of it can take 1 hour. So many times they explain in detail the different wordings, the narrators, the reporters of this hadith, etc. Why Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi has brought this hadith in the end of his kitab, and what is the link with the beginning. So there's many things that are discussed, but just for our purposes, that's something that is so easy to recite. We should make it a point. At least one time we do it when we hear this hadith, and when we remember it every time, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. So easy it is, but yet the reward is so great. Now when it comes to zikr, we find that there are many zikr. One is, I mentioned, that the person is all the time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other zikr that got to do with zikr lisani, with the tongue, and zikr kalbi, and with the heart. This zikr is a person reading kalima tayyiba. The first kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the rewards of reciting this kalima daily, 100 times in the hadith is mentioned, that on the day of Qiyamah this person's face will glow. So beautifully this face will glow like the full moon. Sometimes we don't appreciate the full moon because of the amount of lights we see. But when a person is goes into a rural area, into an area where there isn't so much of light, and you see that full moon, how it shines, and the beauty and the splendor it creates, Allah Pak will give this person a beauty on a day of Qiyamah like that, like the full moon. I used to recite this kalima 100 times daily. Then there's another one that we can read also, which ties up with the one we did today. This is the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. That also is a very nice zikr to make, a very nice, easy one to make. And of course there are others when the person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, 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 Allah. This also is a form of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, as we go, we'll see that there are more and more azkar that are prescribed from the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll do one more. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَنْ أَقُولَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ رواه مسلم. This here is the third kalima I was telling about. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer to saying Subhanallah walhamdulillah, which means glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Allah is the greatest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbu ilayya mimma talat alayhi shams, that saying this, reciting this, is more beloved to me than everything that the sun shines upon. Than everything upon which the sun rises, means everything upon which the sun shines upon, the sun rises upon, it is more beloved to me to recite this than everything else that the sun rises upon. The reason for that is very clear, is that everything that the sun rises upon, that will come to an end one day. One day it will finish. But the rewards a person gets for making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these rewards will remain. Even in akhirat, the person will appreciate the beauty of the zikr that he used to make in this world. So let us try and be those people of zikr, those people that are zakirin. Why waste our time talking unnecessarily? Why waste our time on the cell phones? When we got that extra time, take a tasbih to remind us if we need to, and just make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get the zikr on our tongue, then we won't necessarily need to have a zikr, a tasbih with us all the time to remind. Person is walking from his house to the masjid, his tongue is moving all the time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the masjid he's going back home, his tongue is moving with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's driving to work, he's making the zikr of Allah. He's coming back from work, he's making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has got this, then he'll find it very hard to switch on the radio in the car. Why must I listen to what this person is talking on the radio, or that person is talking on the radio? Yeah, I can make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole way. It can be me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should I waste the time on the news and seeing what this person is talking and what this talk show has got and what that talk show has got? Rather, I have a talk show with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person is making zikr all the time. And to make zikr, we don't have to be very intelligent. We don't have to be Hafiz al-Quran. We don't have to be an alim. We just, whichever zikr is easy on our tongue, just keep on making it continuously. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.